You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Biggie on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We have an action-packed show planned for today. Today is May. Is it the 22nd already? It's unbelievable. We are heard on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7. And we are heard on the World Wide Web. You just put in the call letters, 1510wwbc.com, and hit the button that says Listen Live, and you can get our show, The Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, all over the world, and right here in Florida as well. And today is no different with our guest. Our lineup is pretty good. My friend, my ABWA sister, Christine B., is here. And Christine is going to be joining us on the second segment. She is the CEO behind BVIP Entertainment, a professional recording artist, producer, and an actress. Very beautiful. And she brings the sounds of New England across the nation, as well as other parts of the world. Welcome to our show, my friend.
Well, thank you for being here. Thank you.
I was worried there because I was like, it's 12:50 and I don't see Christine.
So you know how I roll. Come on now.
Girl, if you're like me, some of us work on island time.
You know I work on city Christine time.
Yeah, yeah. In the Caribbean.
I weave through the traffic. Yeah, I weave.
So Christine is going to be chatting with us on the second segment about her career. We're going to be talking a little bit about how to book a show with her, how to get her to for entertainment at your parties, all the good stuff, how some people don't realize it's Christine, but they have to call you because some parties you plan way in advance. Last minute things don't work.
No.
When you need good entertainment. So we're going to talk about that. But our first segment is going to be with a friend of ours. Her name is Dr. Gwen, and she has a counselor cafe in Atlanta, Georgia. And Dr. Gwen is calling in today because this month is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I wanted to make sure that one of the people that I've met along the way on our show, Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, I wanted to give her a voice today to talk to us a little bit about mental health and what we can do to help each other, not just our friends and family, but the people we come in contact with every day. Sometimes people have a smile, but you don't know what's going on behind that smile. A lot of people, they need love, they need appreciation, they need people to say, hey, you're beautiful, or how can I help you? Or just say, how are you? And when you say, how are you, listen to that person. Because a lot of us are watching so many people with mental health issues and the stigma that surrounds it, and we want to do something to help. But before I go to Dr. Gwen Martin, who goes by the name Dr. Gwen, our passionate, motivating, transformative friend who's calling in to talk to us from Georgia, I just want to tell our listeners and Viewpoint with Sita and Friends that someone sent me a card and it says, one small positive thought in the morning can change your entire day. Isn't that the truth?
That is
just positive. So Dr. Gwen, you are on your break seeing patients or clients in between, and you're taking time to call in from Georgia. Thank you and welcome to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
Thank you so much for having me, Miss Sita. I'm glad I could join you guys today.
I tell you, the universe was lined up pretty good because I was like, wait a minute, I have Dr. Gwen lined up for today and I have Christine B. And I'm like, it's going to be a really good show. It was just sitting in my lap this morning. When I called you, I'm like, yes, this is going to be good. So I love your what you do, and I love the joy you bring to our world. Not only are you counseling people, but you were also an educator at one time as well.
Absolutely. I was an educator I still consider myself an educator. I think once an educator, always an educator. But I actually had the title of teacher, professor, for school counselor for over 25 years before I opened up the practice. So I still, a lot of what I do in the practice, even though it's counseling, I'm also educating people about different things. So now the focus is more mental health.
Yes. Well, let's talk. How did you get started in all of this? Because when I look at you on Facebook and I see your smile, number one, you look very, very young. People wouldn't believe that you were teaching for all those years.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
You're
like,
gorgeous.
Seriously.
And there's something radiating about you that when someone look at you, you have that humbleness about you, and you have that soulfulness that someone knows you actually care. So how did you get started? Number one, you became an educator, and then you opened a mental health therapy counseling services. Let's talk. Start the conversation.
All right. So like you said, I did. I became a special education teacher is how I started out my career in education. And then I decided that I wanted to help more people than just the few kids that I had in my class. So transitioning to a school counselor gave me access to all of the students, and not only the students, but also the staff. And then I eventually transitioned into where I am now, into the private practice. So I think I keep growing my reach. So now instead of the school building, I have access to the community, or the community, I should say, have access to me. We have access to each other. I'm more of a support. So I went from the classroom to the school to the community. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. So it's wonderful. And, you know, one of the things I like about you is you are not afraid to tell my listeners and the people that you counsel that all of us have to choose faith over fear. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Absolutely. I think that was my journey into the practice. That's what I say. I chose faith over fear. Sometimes we get complacent. And complacency definitely impedes progression. I really like my job at the school. I think I was really good at what I did. And I have been doing it a really long time. And it's scary to kind of step out there on faith and just decide that I'm going to open up a practice and leave this security that I have after being in this space for so long. It definitely was a faith over fear kind of thing, but I don't look back. I definitely say I'm walking in my purpose, and this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And so every day when I come into the office and, you know, say a prayer for everyone that I encounter, not just in the office, but, you know, to let me be used in a way to help people and to help them heal in whatever capacity.
Right. And there are so many people, and this is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I have been speaking with my coworkers. I just chatted with somebody at the gym this morning who lost her husband, and she was having a hard time, you know, just remembering all the good times and having a hard time getting rid of clothing and memories in the house. And mentally, she says, I'm not in a good place at all. But when is the right time to seek assistance? When do you say to someone, whether a friend, a family, or a therapist, or even your doctor, I need help?
Well, it sounds like someone like what your friend just said. You know, it's everyone feels sad at different times. Everyone feels, you know, frustrated or overwhelmed or whatever. But when you find that you're in that space all the time and you don't know what to do, you know, for a lot of people, I know I'm not myself is what they say, and I don't know how to get out of this space. That's when you need help.
Yeah.
When you don't know how to, you know, help yourself. Like, I've tried all the tools in my toolbox, and nothing is working. I'm still dealing with all this grief. I'm still dealing with all this overwhelm. I'm still dealing with all this anger, or that the way that I'm dealing with it is, you know, I know it's not the best. It's not appropriate. type of dealing with it. You know, I'm drinking, or, you know, I'm having trouble getting out of bed every day if I'm depressed, or, you know, whatever it is. I'm sad. I'm crying all the time. Like, we all cry, but we're not crying every day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just want to let our listeners know who we're speaking with. This show is called Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, and I am so blessed to have Dr. Gwendolyn Martin, who goes by the name Dr. Gwen. She's a passionate, motivating, transformative leader who connects with people on a personal level. She has dedicated her career to working with children and adults, and oftentimes during stress and struggle. So, Dr. Gwen, you talked to us the last time when you came on the show, and it made such an impact, not just on me, but a lot of people had spoken to me afterwards and said, you talked about setting personal and professional boundaries, which a lot of people just don't seem to have, or they just don't know how to say, I'm going to put that fine line. It's an invisible line, but I'm going to set that boundary. Can you talk to our listeners a little bit about how to go about setting those boundaries?
Yes, I think one of the things in setting boundaries is that you have to decide to make yourself a priority. That's the first thing. You have to decide that your needs matter too. And so oftentimes we put other people's needs in front of our own, which kind of, you know, prevents us from setting some of those necessary boundaries. Let's say in the workplace, you know, coming early, leaving late. You know, if you say that family is important to you and yet you find that you're spending all of your time at work, how important is family to you really? I mean, you have to set those boundaries. So the same love and attention that you give at work every day, that you go home and give that to your family as well.
And one other clue, this is Ellen, Dr. Gwen. It's so good to be with you today.
How are you?
I'm very good. And one of the other things, too, is that when I see friends that come back from a conversation with somebody or a networking group, and they're complaining about what someone said or feeling offended, and I said, why didn't you set your boundaries right then? You know, and I'm starting to say that to my friends now. It's okay to say, hey, that wasn't an appropriate thing to say to me, or I don't feel the same way you do, or whatever, and not have an argument, but just simply set your own boundaries. So, because you come home and you talk about it with people that can't fix it.
Right.
Right?
You teach people how to treat you as well.
Exactly.
So I love what you said to her, like in that moment. And some people, you know, the reason that they don't do it is people don't always like confrontation. So sometimes we'll think it in our head and we wish we would have said it. But if we don't say it, then what we're telling that person is that's okay.
But it's funny that we don't like confrontation, but we like the 5 days of drama that we get out of it. After.
We like to commiserate is
right.
what I call
yeah.
it.
Yeah, well, you know, misery.
Exactly. We like to complain a lot to people that can't do anything about it or change it. Well, those aren't the people that treat us that way.
Well, exactly. You know, misery loves company, right?
Amen.
But Dr. Gwen, why is it human beings, humans all over the planet have a problem just saying no? We don't have a problem saying yes.
Right.
People, yes to people to death. Oh, yes, I'll do this. Yes, I'll do that. Yes. But here's the thing. There's a word called no. And sadly, we learn how to say no as we get older, bolder, and wiser. But we don't say no enough when we're younger, because I think that causes so much anxiety and overwhelming feeling with families, with people, with coworkers, just because they can't say, just say no. No explanation necessary. Say no.
Well, you know, one of the things is I work with kids, of course, primarily. And so, you know, think about kids when they say no. What do we say? Don't say no. We tell them that it's not, like, we set them up, like, don't say no all the time. And so we kind of instill that in people, like, it's not okay to say no. You don't, you know, we tell kids, you don't say no to me. Don't say no. You don't tell me no. You can say no. But I think that starts being instilled at a very early age with a lot of people. Like, they get uncomfortable with telling someone no. And so one of the things I say in the workplace, people are often voluntold to do things because they don't know how to say no. They think that, you know, they have a problem with making other people feel bad. And one of the things I say, one of my favorite sayings, is that givers must have limits because takers do not. I'm like, don't feel bad about saying no, because guess what? That person is just going to go ask the next person. But they came to you first because they know that you can't say no or won't say no.
Yeah. You know what it is, too? It's like we're living in a world where people will tell you when they have an issue with their stomach. They'll have you when they have an issue with their eye, their nose, their throat, whatever. But when it comes to mental health, people don't seem to understand that mental health matters, right? It matters. So how do we get more people to look at a person when they're speaking to them and say, you know what, I'm pushing this person too much? At some point, all of us human beings on this planet have to give mental health the same amount of, you know, we have to appreciate it as much as we appreciate physical and emotional health as well.
Well, it goes back to the consideration, right? And having consideration for other people too. And seeing that maybe somebody's a little tapped on their schedule or someone's a little tapped on emotional baggage or whatever the case may be. And being, just like you said, looking at them and recognizing the fact that, you know, the world does not revolve around me. And maybe you've got some things that are going on that we need to talk about too.
Yeah, well, Dr. Gwen, how do we get people to understand that mental health matters?
Some of it is just like you were just talking about, having the compassion, but the other side of that is just opening up the discussion around mental health, because sometimes we think those same people that need some of that acknowledgement that their mental health is important, the people that are pushing those things to them aren't taking care of themselves either. So sometimes, you know, on the job, people are modeling that, or even in the home, the expectation is that I keep giving you more and you keep doing more. So in my mind, you're handling it when actually you're not. Because sometimes you say, look at that person and see that that person is not handling it well. Well, some people do a good job of hiding it. So we think that they're handling it well when really they're not.
That's correct, yes.
So it's not even that. I think some of it is just opening up the discussion. So how do we have that dialogue in our home about how we're taking care of ourselves, not just physically but mentally? Also, how do we have that conversation on the job and opening up? And that's one of those fine kind of lines, but I think that conversation needs to happen more on the job or even in the community. I was talking to Sita earlier. I just created a bingo game. I meant something very simplistic to try to open up that conversation to people on the job. Start with, at your next faculty meeting or staff meeting or whatever, playing the game that breaks self-care down into all these different domains: physical, emotional, mental, psychological, spiritual, professional. Like, it breaks it down for you, because sometimes when we talk about like taking care of ourselves, people think we're just talking about the physical domain, eating right, staying hydrated, sleeping well. And if you're doing those things, you think, well, I'm taking care of myself, when really that emotional domain, that professional domain, you're not doing as well in.
Right. Even financial. Oftentimes, right, we don't talk about the financial aspects and how that affects our health. But, you know, you also have a lot of coping strategies that you tell your clients. For me, my coping strategy is lipstick. If I put on some lipstick, I feel good. And I swear, it does work. And I would be like, oh, I feel good. But for me, it's like a psychological thing. And I think it's because my mom, even though we grew up very, very poor, she would use like a broomstick and dig into that lipstick and put a little bit on her lip with that broomstick. And I knew that she was feeling good when she did that. And somehow it makes me feel good to, I say, dress up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But that's my outward appearance. Inside, I do know that I believe in God and I have faith. And every day I'm grateful, like Danny said earlier, that I woke up this side of the green. But what are some of the coping mechanisms, some of the coping strategies that someone can use to help them on a daily basis? Because we have too many people walking around hurt, and they don't seem to know what to do.
Well, you just hit on some of those things. Do more of what makes you feel good, whatever that something is. Make sure that you make time to do that often, to do it daily, to have that as part of your normal daily routine, doing something that makes you feel good, that makes you happy, that makes your soul smile, whatever that something is for you. Some people say they get up and run first thing in the morning. They, you know, get all that whatever out. Some people meditate first thing in the morning. Some people exercise, some, you know, whatever, or at night. Some people journal. Just have whatever it is that helps you. For me, I spend all weekend in my garden. That's so my happy place. Anybody that knows me knows that that's how I, you know, a lot of times I start the day there. Just being one with nature is, you know, a great stress reliever for me. It just makes me happy. It's a great way to start my day. It's quiet. You know, I can be out there all day. I literally was out there all day this weekend.
It allows you to think, but you're seeing a lot of kids, and we are watching the effects of social media on our kids. Are you finding a lot of kids that do have issues and don't know how to look people in the eye and have a conversation, or like you say, go out and plant something, or maybe walk on the beach? I mean, are you seeing that the issues we are having with children today, a lot of it is technology and people not saying, put it down and let's go for a walk on the beach?
Absolutely. A lot of the kids that I see in the practice struggle with anxiety. They struggle with depression. And when I talk to them, especially some of my teens, they just don't have coping strategies. These are really good kids, smart kids, but they don't know what to do with this sense of overwhelm and stress that they feel. So sometimes just teaching them different coping strategies, and I'm always coming up with things. I just came up with two games as well. One of them is Dr. Gwen's A to Z coping strategies, and it teaches them about how to do box breathing, how to do progressive muscle relaxation, how to ask for help, how to, you know, just get more rest. You know, sometimes we just need rest that's making us overwhelmed, especially with kids. I hear them say a lot about the rigor of school and, you know, their assignments and just managing it all, helping them get a routine to get their tasks done. So
that's totally mine. Mine
is family can play together.
Mine is clutter and organization.
Woo. Yeah.
Mine is clutter and organization. If things are cluttered and I got things that aren't organized and I don't have a timeline of what I'm doing and like have the car packed and, you know, all of that stuff, it's not stressful, but I get anxious.
Yes.
But when I do it, it's like then I can go into and be present with the people that I'm with.
Right.
You know, even when we're
so
packing up for like...
So the card game is a great way for the family to actually sit down and everybody talk about some of those kinds of things. Like I said, I think the whole mental health things, we just need to find space and time to have more conversations.
But why do you think here in the United States, it's such a taboo topic?
Oh,
yeah, because people will sit down at Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter or even Diwali for Indians, right? And they know something is wrong, but nobody wants to talk about it, and nobody wants to help that person sitting on the end of it. They're just waiting for that person to leave. They just won't open up and talk about it.
And sometimes they don't. Like you said, it's that uncomfortable feeling, like, you know, just like with confrontation. Sometimes confrontation not only is a problem for the person that's being confronted, but for the people who witness it.
Yeah.
Well, my same kind of uncomfortable thing.
My friend Christine B, who was on the show, the second segment, she's listening, taking notes, and she wants to ask you a question.
The boundaries,
sure.
So she has something just to add to our conversation.
I just want to say that I honestly feel that mental health should be normalized. It should be, you know, when you go into even from infants from birth, all the way up to adults, how you go in for your annual checkups and everything. Mental health should be a part of that. It should be normalized because we're seeing more and more cases. I mean, it's very common.
We see it with gun violence.
Yeah. Nobody's talking about it. And it's just like, you know, we should just start talking about it.
More.
And just stop trying to hide it and sweep it under the rug because it's what's happening and we just need to stop. And it is what it is.
Yeah,
and
I said in the last few years has been unprecedented.
My last two appointments at the doctor, which I was shocked when I went in, and this is just my regular GP, I went in a couple of months ago just for a routine checkup, and one of the things that the nurse asked me on my checklist was several questions about mental health, and I started laughing, and she said, well, it's funny. I said, this is so great. Wow. And she said, yes, this is. So I don't know if that's across the board that people are doing that, but, you know, I like the fact that when people go in just for a regular whatever routine at their doctor that they're asking about how they're doing in regards to their mental health.
Right.
So I think it is being changed in some instances, and that's one of the reasons that I love working with kids, because I feel like if they get the tools that they need when they're really young, they get the coping strategies, they get the support, they don't become adults who also, and we don't have to unpack years of not dealing with whatever issues that they're struggling with at the time.
You know, Dr. Gwen, one second, because we only have a few minutes left for the segment. What is your website for Dr. Gwen's Coastal Crossroads Counseling Solutions? And also let us know where we can find your books about self-care and self-love.
All right. So the counseling practice is just that, CoastalCrossroadsCounselingSolutions.com. That's where I see kids here in the office or virtually. And then DrGwen'sCounselorsCafe.com/shop is where you can find all the products, the bingo games, the coping cards, the brain break kits. There's, you know, just a wealth of resources that are there.
Even the bingo cards are there?
Yeah, the bingo game is there. It can play up to 25 players, so you can play it at your next women's group or your next family game night or family reunion or your next staff meeting or whatever. A great way to open up the discussion around self-care.
Yeah, and I noticed one of the things you're doing too, you're asking your Facebook friends to just name something good that happened in the week. And
yes.
I find that's a really positive thing. How'd you come up with that idea? Because that takes a little thought, but as you write it, you feel good about writing it. And you're saying just share your small wins for the week.
Just trying to get people to focus on the positive. There's so much that happens in the, you know, course of a week or even a day. But if, you know, we choose to focus on the positive versus the negative, it's just a shift in the mindset. Like you said, it's uplifting to think about your wins than to always sit around thinking about, you know,
your negativity. And
right.
Before we go off air, I know I'm going to give you an extra minute or two. We've had so many teachers here in Florida, in Brevard, all over, that's leaving the profession. And you've been an educator for so long. What words of wisdom do you have for our community, our world, the United States, about being respectful and kind and understanding that teachers wake up to teach? They're not there to hurt your kid. So why, you know, what would you say to people who are right now thinking about leaving the profession, or those who don't understand the role of a teacher?
That's a loaded question. You know, I think one of the things, too, is one of the first books that I wrote was The A to Z Guide for Educators. And I think some of that, so much of why I feel like educators are leaving the profession is systemic. It's some of the systemic things. I mean, we see the change in the role of educators in regards to the respect that they're given and in regards to the amount of things that they're tasked with, in regards to the lack of support. And I think one of those things is just focusing on the things that you can control in some instances. And then, like we just talked about, opening up some of those discussions. Like, a lot of times we do still sit around and commiserate with people that are, you know, in the same boat as us, sometimes in worse cases, and that can't really help us. But I think, too, just like someone talked about earlier, normalizing the whole mental health kinds of thing, concerns that people have. And I think if the workplace was more of a supportive environment and also people felt like they could openly share some of their struggles, because teachers are, I mean, teachers, kids, everybody is still struggling from this pandemic. I mean, so many people haven't recovered from that yet, and I don't want to use that as a crutch or excuse. People like, we can't keep blaming everything on the pandemic, but it's real. The things that people are still dealing with are real after the pandemic.
That's right. And the thing is, here in Florida, I don't know about other states as well, we have to be extremely careful, too. The teachers have to be careful what kind of topics they discuss as well. And that puts an additional stress and burden on the teacher as well. It's almost like you're policing what you're saying in the classroom now. We all have to be careful. Well, Dr. Gwen, this was great.
Yes, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing such great information. We've put all of that information on our website, cedamediainc.com. We'll also post it on our Facebook page, and the replay will be right with that, all of those postings as well. So thank you so much for being here, but we are going to listen to our sponsors real quick, and we'll be with Christine B. right after our messages.
Have a great day, ladies.
Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer.
Welcome to MedFast Urgent Care. We are Brevard County's largest urgent care network. MedFast is now open at 7:30 a.m. every day. That's right, 7:30 a.m. every day. We will get you in and out so you can get back to your day. When you are sick or injured, MedFast is here for you 7 days a week. Think fast, think MedFast. With 18 locations, there's a MedFast near you.
Are you longing for a taste of Louisiana? Lizette's Cajun Bistro is the place to be. They offer Cajun and Creole staples as well as American, vegan, and vegetarian options. The restaurant is located at 2447 North Wickham Road, Unit 146. All menu items are prepared daily from scratch and made to order. Dine in or take out as well as outside seating. Live music on selected weekends. So the next time you have a taste for Louisiana, stop by Lizette's Cajun Bistro, 2447 North Wickham Road.
Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral, and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at DixieCrossroads.com.
This is a certified public accounting and a registered.
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family and friends, and make our own. At St. Francis Reflections Hospice, we consider it a privilege to care for you wherever your home may be. We put our hands, hearts, and skills into providing high-quality hospice care in your home. To learn more about how we reflect life, love, and compassion, visit www.reflectionslsc.org.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Cedia Begee on Viewpoint with Cedia and Friends right here in Cocoa, Florida. It's rainy Cocoa, Florida.
Well, just today.
Just today.
And we are heard on Viewpoint with Cedia and Friends on our Facebook pages as well as on 1510 WWBC. Just hit that Listen Live button. You can get us on any one of your recording devices, recording or listening devices.
Or in the car, 99.9, 99.7, 94.7.
That's right.
We're there.
100.7.
But you know what? I was going to tell you that she talked about, the first caller talked about feeling good about yourself. Look at Danny with his jacket.
He is looking
Did he show
like,
you the jacket?
So, yes.
Yeah.
He's modeling
and
for
that's,
us.
That's Spencer Clothiers, right?
That's what, right.
Bespoke Clothiers.
That's right. Look at him at
he's
advertising. Really,
he's literally modeling for
and
us.
And he's got his name in the jacket. I know, you know, all of you listeners out there are hearing us, and you don't see us pointing and drooling over Danny's jacket, but he is looking very dapper.
Oh, wow.
Extremely dapper.
Well,
and
you
thank
know,
you, Brian Spencer, for bringing that
That's right.
Style.
And you measured him. You imagine.
I think we should all have jackets.
We should.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is why our show is fun. It's unscripted. It's educational. And boy, is it interesting. What a great segment we had with Dr. Gwen. And now our second segment is with our good friend, our ABWA sister, Girls Helping Girls, Ladies Helping Ladies, mm-hmm. Christine B.
Yes.
With BVIP Entertainment. And, you know, mm-hmm. I didn't have a computer all weekend. My little phone helped me out to prep our show today.
Yeah, we're gonna hook her up with some technical
stuff.
I guess so.
I'm going to have to do some stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
So Christine is here, dear listeners, and she is the CEO behind BVIP Entertainment, a professional recording artist, producer, and actress. She brings the sounds of New England across the nation as well as right here. And, of course, our friend Ellen, my co-host, my right hand for the show, is also an artist and a singer and writes songs and all that. So it's kind of nice to have both of you on the show today, Ellen.
Yeah.
Because I know you have a lot of questions. But, Christine, let's take it away. How did you come up with the name the BVIP? What's the BVIP for?
This is such a funny story, and you're going to laugh. Like, seriously. All right, so I'm from New England, right? And my best friend, her name is Christine as well. So this was back in, I want to say 1993, 1994. And we went to New York. And back then, there was this club called Webster Hall. And it's a multi-level club. And they would pick people to come inside. You know, you. And so we looked real cute that night, you know. And we were like,
they were working it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, we were close to the front of the line and everything, and we're just like, how come we're not getting picked? And so then I turned to her. I said, don't they know we're VIP? And then we both just started cracking up because, like, obviously, we don't, I don't think I'm VIP. I don't, you know.
But you are. Like that lady said, you know.
So ever since then, it's just been my thing. It's just been VIP everything. Everything, like, don't they know I'm VIP?
Yeah.
Like, everywhere I go, I'm VIP. But I don't think that. Like,
yeah.
I don't think I'm conceited. I don't think that about myself at all. It's just a joke. So when I got back, I turned my license plate to VIP in up north. So when I came to Florida, my license plate still said VIP. Then when I got married, my last name begins with a B, so I just put the B in front of the VIP, and then I just changed everything to BVIP. And it's also kind of I run my business.
It's very catchy,
you know? Yeah, it's about integrity, too. You know what I'm saying? Just be the best that you can, you know? Just do everything. I mean, I'm not saying that everything is always going to be sunshine and roses and peaches and cream, you know? But, I mean, just do everything the best that you can professionally, you know? I'm very much about integrity.
And you project that VIP to people. Then they feel good when you show up at an event.
I mean, when people see me at face value, they don't know what to expect from me. A lot of people take me like, you know, they don't know what to, you know, I'm a very mysterious person.
Kind of like those people you see on American Idol or America, the stars, you know, all these shows with Simon. And then they're like, oh, my God, I wasn't expecting that, you know.
But if you come to a performance, I promise you, that is where you will see inside of my soul. You will see the emotions, the person that I really, really am.
Yeah, we've heard you saying you're wonderful.
The love. Yes. It's that's what I want to give back to people is the love. And when you hire any person from my team, whether it's sound reinforcement, whether it's a duo, whether it's a band, whether it's, you know, karaoke, whether it's hiring another karaoke, anything we do, you're going to get top level, state-of-the-art, digital, just the best, you know.
Great performances.
Yeah.
So and what I noticed really with you, too, you team up with people as well. Mm-hmm. You're not afraid to say, like, Ellen invited you to something. You'll go. Mm-hmm. You'll attend. Because
I will attend. If I'm not doing anything, I'll go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not afraid to work with other people either. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about putting groups together. I'm like, hey, Ellen, I need a duo. So can you form a duo? I don't care who you grab. Just grab somebody, and I need this done today.
Yes.
I'm saying, I got a wedding. I need somebody. You know, and I don't care. You know what I'm saying? People, I may not be everybody's cup of tea because I do a large array of music. I do all genres of music. And people don't know that about me either, that I'm a multi-instrumentalist. But vocals are my go-to, and that's what I excel in.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So, Christine, how long have you been in business? How long has BVIP?
Honey, since the late 80s.
Wow.
But BVIP has been in existence since 2016.
Since that day in the club.
Well,
since the day you walked in.
Well, actually, I have vinyl records. I've made records. I have wax. Yeah.
Right.
But it's been that long.
And so would you say that you have packages if someone calls? Or how would you say if somebody called and to say, hey, I want this, this, and this. Do you sell it by packages or do you sell it by the time?
I sell it by the event, what the event entails. So if we have to travel, of course, I mean, what it entails, where we have to go, how many people do I need for that particular event, how many hours. I mean, because you have to factor in travel time. You have to factor in setup time, strike time, how many people it takes to actually get the event up and running. I need my musicians. I need, you know, I have two security guys on my team now. I actually have Chef Paris, who's on my team now. I have Chef Matt on my team now. So, I mean, you know, I have, like, a lot of people. So we're just growing.
Where are you finding all these people? This is awesome.
They want to work with me because they know.
Well, you know,
she's, I mean, and I have to put a little plug in for BVIP Entertainment. They are known around town as, you know, I'm small time, you know, I put our band together but some of the bigger bands and some of the great things, Rocket City, some of the great bands that Christine has been in as just
Pizazz. Yeah.
Well, it's not just top notch. It is like it like reaches another level, and they have the state of the art sound equipment. And also recording studio, right? Mm-hmm. Don't you have a recording studio as well?
I have two of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So anything that you have to do with music, and I know a lot of my friends listen to the show, and much like Christine, if I'm short a guitar player, I have I can just call somebody.
Yeah. It comes down to respect.
I'll find
but
you.
It's network.
I'll find you.
It's respect and trust as well.
Absolutely.
They trust you.
Yep.
So Christine, do you cater to a theme? You know how some people would say, "I want to do my 50th, but this is the theme."
Oh, let me tell you something. I've done all kinds of crazy themes. Some of them I can't even mention on the air. And I've done...
Danny, it is a Christian kind of station.
Just about every possible theme you can possibly think of. And I have traveled to different parts outside of Florida. So it is all good. We are international members of my team. We all have passports. We are able to go anywhere. And I am licensed. I am one of the very few licensed talent agents in the state of Florida. I'm very proud of that. I've worked very hard to get that.
Well, and people should know, too, the difference between a talent agent and a booking agent.
Yes.
Booking agents
explain.
Are really just going out there and getting, you know, whoever. It happens to be whatever restaurant, venue, blah, 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 and letting them know who you are as a booking agent. A talent agent is actually finding somebody that fits your venue. So It's knowing the genre of the music. It's also knowing the volume of the music, how many pieces, what the size, etc. So it's important to know the difference between the two. And Christine B. is a total
talent
agent.
Yeah.
Because not only is she the talent, but she's also able to find the
talent.
But
she brings other talents with her, too.
She does, absolutely. Well, talent attracts talent.
Right.
Well,
it's like good, right? And you're positive.
Exactly. Positive. Well, it's like she said, you know, it's all about the love.
So all providers are different, right? And all party hosts are different. Some people say, I'll provide this and that, party favors or that, and then you say, I'll provide this. What do you expect from them when they book you if they have a theme? Do you tell them, well, you have to get as much as you can, or do you guys bring the stuff in?
No, we bring everything. We bring all the sound, lighting, audio engineers. Usually I can probably get away with one audio engineer, but we just did Cinco de Mayo, and from what I heard, we broke the record as far as we had the biggest Cinco de Mayo, and that's incredible for me. And I actually had two audio engineers on that show, and I had one security guy, and it was just a great event. It was a
lot
of fun.
How long does it take to set up all of this? Because you probably
need
to
get... Oh, it was all day. Like, I had my two techs there. They started at 10 in the morning, and they didn't get back until, I think it was like 11:30. So, I mean, but we're there. But we love what we do.
Yeah.
We're very, very passionate about what we do. And like, you know, Ellen said, we just love people. It doesn't matter. Like, I love all genres of music. I love country. I love merengue. I love salsa. I love rock.
Do you have any Bollywood?
I have everything.
Oh, any chutney?
If you find me a band,
you have any
sign
chutney,
them up with me. You have
chutney,
my business card.
Calypsos. So what is your running schedule right now? If somebody wanted to go on BVIP Entertainment and contact us and send you some info, I might give them a card.
If you go to bvipentertainment.com. That's one way of finding me. Or if you go on Facebook or Instagram at bvipfl, you can find me there. But you can also find me at Christine B. Vocals on Instagram. And I am verified. I have a blue check mark next to my name.
And you have a lot of updated videos and photos and things.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of into social media. I am on the social media committee at American Business Women's Association now with Patricia. And I'm very involved with American Business Women's Association.
Yeah, that's how we met. That's how we met.
And all three of us are on it.
Yeah,
so, I mean, you know, and it's really cool. My goal with BVIP is actually to get people work. You know, I want to see people getting work, and I want to see them getting paid correctly. You know, with me, there's just no drama. I mean, if you're scheduled to do a show, that's it. And there's no double bookings. There's no problems. There's none of that.
Yeah, you put 100% into it.
Exactly.
And do you have, what happens if while you're setting up the stage,
right,
and everyone's helping you, the technicians and all the other artists?
I'm sitting at home when they're doing that.
Yeah. Do they plan for rain, for weather changes?
Well, I factor
welcome
in
to
that.
Florida.
Yeah, well, I know, but right now, right?
No,
because like I'm visualizing all this stuff. People are setting up the stage.
Well, that's what contracts are for.
Yeah,
yeah. People who work with me, we have contracts. So I mean, that's you have to have contracts, you know. And if there are places that don't do that, we just shy away from that.
Yeah.
And there are so many new places in Brevard County. So I want
to,
I'm
going to
get, yeah. And I want to get you, I want to get to a question, but I just want to say this one thing. The cool part about Brevard County too, and I'm sure it's in other counties as well, is we have such a diverse
crowd.
Oh, yeah. Crowd. Everybody likes something. So we've got people that like the acoustic crowd, and we've got people that like the reggae crowd, and then the hard rock crowd, and the metal
Bollywood.
Crowd, and Bollywood,
and
metal, and punk, and like, and so every piece of this community in Brevard County has kind of like attached itself to something,
and people appreciate what you guys do. I know I do.
Well, and
we're
appreciate
the
15th
best city to live in, by the way.
That's
Melbourne,
right. That's right.
And so you hit it on the head.
And with a new, with Margaritaville coming into town,
mm-hmm.
It's going to add that much more. So tell us exactly. Talk to us a little bit about the diversity and a little bit more about the genres and the different things that you're able to provide as BVIP Entertainment. Because I want people, the listeners out there, to know that no matter what party that you're having or what event you're having,
there's an entertainer for
there's
it.
There's somebody here.
Yeah.
You know, we've got dancers. We've got, you know, we've got.
I book dancers.
Yep, exactly. We've got
I
a whole
dancers.
Group. Of, so if
I
you
book
want
models,
if you want somebody in a champagne glass, you know,
I can do that too.
In your party,
actually,
they do all that.
I think the most unique request I've received today was, you know, to have a couple of models for a video shoot, and and I had to rent a particular vehicle and have models for that. So you know, it was a challenge, but you know, we made it happen, so it's all good. I mean, you know, anything that people want, and particularly in Brevard, because that's where I am right now, I want to see it expand. I want to see,
let's do a fashion show. Let's do a fashion show.
We can
show.
Do a fashion show,
you know?
And we can, I mean, but I really want to see Brevard take the music scene a little bit more serious. I want venues to open up, you know, just bend a little bit as far as, you know, respecting musicians. Not saying that they don't, because I know that, you know, the venues do.
There's room for improvement.
Yeah. That's all I'm asking for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give a little bit of a shout out. I just have a little list
go
here.
Go for it, girl. It's your segment.
I want to shout out, you know, couple people have reached out to me. I want to give a shout out to Whiskey Juju. They're going to be at the Shack at May 27th at 6:30. They're also going to be at Captain Hiram's June 24th at 7:30. Savage Joy, they're an awesome duo. I don't know if you saw The Color Purple
yes.
at the Henniger. Yeah, okay. So both female musicians, fantastic
vocals. Your friend Liz was in The Color Purple.
Yeah, they're going to be at the Alligator Reef on May 27th, and actually they're opening up for Rocket City on July 7th. Now that's a big show. That's like a huge show. Yeah, so we don't want to miss that. Rocket City, July 7th, Wickham Park, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right, Switch featuring Anna, Barefoot Bay, May 27th, 7 o'clock, and they'll be at Lou's Blues on May 3rd. Check out my friends, the Umbrella Thieves and Greggy and the Jets. my friend, my live artist, Kadira Bay, and Neg's art, his art is fire, by the way. And, you know, we really have to give a shout out to Steve Keller, Deserted Will, and Duncan J, because they really did a great job with Punked in the Park and EGAD. That was a really, really fantastic event.
I just
event.
Heard Reggie and the Jets at the Hospice of St. Francis Reflections, the Beatles.
Yeah.
And Elton John, they did Elton John too. Was awesome. I could.
Yeah.
Well, like, well this, this is
I can't tell the difference with Greg. I mean, they just nail it.
But here's the thing. They're right here in Brevard, and not enough people know about it. That's why it's important for shows like ours, Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, to bring on artists like Christine B to talk about these things.
And Greg and Brian were a duo around here forever. And this was way before Greg and the Jets. And they were great as a duo, just the two of them together. They were funny and had a great stage presence and so forth. So when Greg and the Jets came out, I'm like, the same. You're talking about Greg and Brian. Like, Greg and Brian? And I was like, wow. And then I went and saw them, and I was like, wow.
I thoroughly loved it. So, Christine, I went to a party once, and everybody was having a great time. And then this old guy, he fell, and he broke his nose.
Oh, boy.
So, and it, of course, everybody's like, oh, does he have insurance? And the host was liability. But luckily for them, they had the act that was there. They had liability insurance. Is that something that people should think about when they're booking these nice venues and places and artists and all that?
Well, here's the thing. That's when you become a talent agent, you have to have certain insurances. And this is what Ellen was saying earlier, that there's a difference between somebody just going around saying that they're, I book bands, and somebody who's actually licensed and actually doing it for real, because you do have to carry an insurance bond. And I also carry a different type of insurance that actually covers in case, like, somebody, like, if there's
general liability,
you know, like a somebody trips over a cable, somebody's dancing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and it's a quite substantial amount. We'll just leave it at that.
Yes.
And that's the responsible thing to do. So
my guitar player, we actually had an event one time down at Malabar Park, and a patron tripped over a wire, and he wound up having to use his homeowner's insurance somehow.
Yeah.
To try and cover what that was. But it was pretty big. So I have not been, for my band, we are not without insurance.
We have to. It's one of those
things.
And
it's just a litigious community now. You know, I mean, it's a litigious world. So everybody has to be careful.
Yeah, yeah.
This business, let me tell you something, just to add one more thing to Christine B. This business is no joke. I mean, it is like every other small business that I have ever opened and run with alcohol added. The difference between, you know, working corporate America and being in a band is, in corporate America, we had an HR department. We don't have an HR department in the band business necessarily, right? Mm-hmm. So,
and people do like to have a good time and to follow you around, Miss Ellen.
They do, with my own eyes. Yeah, and we have a great time, and people love to dance, and that's the love that I bring, right? The same as Christine talks about, but it is a business to be reckoned with. And I just came off 7 gigs in 6 days. So it's a big deal. It's a lot of moving equipment, and that's when the physical forms
come in handy with a contract, right? Because with nursing, before we put a patient on an antipsychotic, an antidepressant, or that we have to have disclosure forms. The families have to sign consents and stuff. It's actually the same thing in nursing too.
Every business.
So you have to give them the disclosure forms and all that to sign, I would think.
It's just like a simple, it depends on what the event actually is. Of course, if it's a wedding or something like a big special event, the contract is 7 pages. But if it's something a little bit more simpler, then it's shrunk to 1 page. You know, it's shrunk down. But, I mean, you know.
So you book people from, I mean, you can do Sweet 16 parties.
Indeed.
You can do weddings. I would think you could do Celebration of Life. I just went to Vern Harper's Celebration of Life. You do just about any type of booking.
Any type of wedding, but I love anything. Like, I love weddings. I love private events. I love big events. I love fundraising. In fact, I'm getting ready to do a couple of fundraisers coming up that are in the works. I'm already working on, Black History Month already for 2024. I'm working on that. And, you know, just things. And shout out to Ellen and her bands, because they are playing at Wickham Park coming up soon.
We are, yep.
Yes, yep. And by the way, speaking of Wickham Park, I'm the one that does the booking for Wickham Park, and I have completely booked Wickham Park for 2024. It's already done.
We got three.
Yep.
Yep. We got three gigs for Phoenix.
Yes, that's what
three.
Are you doing anything with the Renaissance Fair at all?
No, I don't know this year. Yeah. I mean,
that
my
grew.
Putting
that
on
just
a costume
grew.
Is too hot.
Yeah.
It's too hot. But I want to say, yeah, first Fridays at Wickham Park are a lot of fun because, you know, we got a couple of food trucks and it's a great thing for the families. And I just want to give a shout out also to Lauren Renee, who just did her first show over at Quartz, and she did a fantastic job.
Really good.
Our little Lauren,
the hairdresser girl.
Yes, and ooh. And you know what? She had one of my team members do her audio, and it just came out fantastic. It was great. And
I had a bunch of people show up there to go see her because we were playing that night, and I wanted to make sure she got supported. So I had two tables of people that showed up there.
Well,
and they said she was amazing.
I hope she's listening too. You better be listening, Lauren. And all my friends better be listening. Oh, well, we got to shout out Chef Paris too and Chef Matt. Those two, the dynamic duo.
She did hit me up at ABWA for some curry chicken. So now that you're telling me all this, I will. So, Christine, if somebody wanted to book somebody from the talent agency, BVIP Entertainment, give us your website and all the good stuff, phone numbers, whatever, so someone could go right on there and start planning your party.
All right. Well, like I said, the best way is just send me an email, okay?
Right.
BV as in Victor, I as in Igloo, P as in Paul, F as in Frank, L as in Love. So BVIPFL@gmail.com. Yeah. And just ask for Christine. That's me. And I would be more than happy to accommodate you and put you in the right direction. And if I can't particularly do it, I will give you somebody that can, you know?
Yeah. So have you been to any Indian weddings?
No, but it'll be a first.
I'm telling you, let's go. Because I'm telling you, they book people like
I even got an outfit. Wait till you see me in my new outfit, I'm wearing it for your birthday.
And India and all over the place. I know I met Christine after I booked Rashad, the DJ guy.
Yeah.
And so, I felt so bad because I'm like, I like him so much and I gave him so much food to take home at Kimmy's party. And he said, oh, thank you so much. You didn't have to do this, but I'm taking it home.
Wait till you see the outfit Selvi bought me.
Oh, my goodness. So for our listeners who are tuning in, what an awesome segment. You know, we often walk by people and we don't know what they do for a living. But everything people do, it counts. From the people who clean the floors in the nursing homes and the hospital, to the CEOs of company, and to the people that entertain us and make us happy and give us a reason to spread joy and find purpose in life. Sometimes you attend a party and you're just waiting for that entertainment.
It's an epic moment in time, and people don't understand that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That those memories,
comes.
You know, even like if you're getting ready to, you know, have like a medical procedure or something like that, and then you just think of that memory, you know, it helps
put a
you.
Smile on your face.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
sure
really
does.
Quick story. I had an event this past Friday night, and there was a couple that was there that they were familiar to me. I knew they had just gotten married. She came up after the show and said about a particular song that I sang and started like ugly crying. You know what I mean?
Memories.
She was like really,
she's
really sad.
She's got a great voice.
So what
way.
I did was I took my guitar right off the stage. PA was all off and I just sang to her right there on the dance floor. And people got it on video and everything. But it was like this moment, you can't take those moments back. And I could, you never know when you're going to save a life, impress somebody, maybe encourage them to do something wonderful. So, and that's what right here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, that's what we want to do. We want to encourage people to do the right thing, get involved in your community, call Christine B or Dr. Gwen if you need some.
Just
plan a party,
you know what?
It all goes
to you. Your niece is having a graduation,
that's
your
right.
grandkids are growing
that's
up. Right. You need to plan a party.
We're getting
that's
kicked
right.
off.
Do
we're
it.
Getting kicked
just,
off the air.
We're getting kicked off.
We'll be here next week on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make
Bye.
Sure you tune in. See you
Bye.
Soon.